Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to The Remote Life. My name is Hannah Horwitz, also known as Hamlet's World, and today we'll be chatting with Katie Swerkish. Originally from Toronto, Canada, she is a personal trainer who has moved to Barbados thanks to the Welcome Stamp Visa. In this episode, we'll be talking more about the visa stamp process, as well as Katie's island experiences and other things you may need to know when moving to the island. Let's grab a coffee or tea or something stronger, and let's get started. Katie, welcome to The Remote Life Podcast. How are you today?
Thank you.
It's for having me. That's cool, isn't it? Thanks for suggesting a different location for us in Worthing as well.
I think the weather's nice because it's been like pretty cloudy and rainy the last year.
Yeah. Classic island weather. But what about Worthing was it that you wanted to come and check out?
I found this area is like really central and convenient. I have a lot of pretty busy houses. The area that I kind of originated in when I moved to the Barbados. Pretty touristy and happy.
Good snag. Well, let's jump straight in. Tell us about you and your remote life journey so far.
It started almost 4 years ago. I had a girlfriend here the first couple months, and then she went home and she's like, oh, you should do this. I went and researched a couple other places that night. It didn't really work out as well. And put the intriguing as I booked the flight, booked a place to stay. Actually, just a couple babies down.
Packed my stuff and came.
Yeah. So I'm here.
Understand.
Yes, exactly. It's so funny because we talked with a few. There's like a handful of us OGs left.
Okay.
The turnover of it has been pretty quick change.
Has OGs who in Barbados or back home?
OG, like, remote reps.
Who originally came from
the welcome stamp that I met, 4 years ago. I find, the people now is, completely turned over. So a lot of those people have gone home, back in their offices, and, in different countries now, all over. So it's, everybody's spread out.
Sure.
And there's just a handful of us here.
Oh, that's nice. My soul community.
It's a nice little community. It's and we still have a much more settled lifestyle.
Our routine. Yeah, so what made you stay? Because I'm assuming you've renewed your welcome stamp visa. And so tell me, what made you stay?
The slower pace of life.
Okay.
From Toronto, the hustle bustle. I think I was just so over that. And when I came here, I totally settled down. I was able to have a personal life, and I wasn't just working. Multiple jobs to pay rent and survive in the city of Toronto. So here it's nice and low. I can calm my mind down. I can go to the beach. My schedule's much more flexible because I just have one job now. So my peace of mind here is just night and day difference. And I don't think that's anything I could give up. And then have great weather
all year round and
pretty much all year round. We have the sun almost every day. So I can't.
Pretty jammy day. Or
I'm not from Canada.
Yeah.
It's very dark and gloomy. It's we don't get sun for a big period of time there. So this is just a really good lifestyle to have.
So tell us a little bit more about the process of the visa, because my understanding is it's actually one of the more straightforward visas to apply for, to accept it for.
Super,
tell me about your process.
Just go onto the website. You still have a couple questions pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a minimum of 50,000 US a year.
Okay.
And pretty much you can apply and get approved. It is actually very simple.
It's super easy.
And I know one of my clients actually was here with her family. With their family. So it's not just open to single people. You can come with a companion.
And
come with kids. It works out like that. So it's really quickly. Expat community. For sure.
Nice. Yeah. So what kind of work do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
I do holistic nutrition.
Okay.
So I hear all the root causes. Health issues naturally. Actually, through diet, lifestyle, supplement changes,
and
because those are That's where our eldest and our minds were.
And was that something that you did before you moved here, or was that something you picked up through remote work?
So I was a personal trainer 12 years when COVID hit. Obviously, everything went online. I did space nutrition a bit, but I was also in my own really enjoying responses to be a bodybuilder. And when I came back, my hormones were back. So I had a coach, fell in love with the system, got great results, took his course and his program. And then when I just transitioned all my stuff from personal training to nutrition, and nutrition is so much more flexible because it's online. And the company I work for is so supportive. Once you steal in, you have clients get service, your work is done. It doesn't matter where you are.
And I feel like that's a good quote for life, right? Like,
but a place to work. Our company was always online before. I do have an office I could go into should I choose to, or when I do go home now. But like, this is makes me more happy. Mm. Also, if you're happy in general and happy, like maybe more happier employee. I never feel like my job didn't work. And I think it's because I live here and I'm so relaxed and at peace. I can just enjoy what I do. There's flexibility when it comes to Starbucks more. I can take an hour break and go to the beach and come back and work a little later in the evening more. So it's not like, yes, I do have set calls and stuff that I have to attend, but also my day is not always structured like that. So I'm on. That's the one thing I love about the remote work, having that flexibility.
Building lifestyle, yeah, 100%.
I build my life around work now. My life built around my own work.
Very refreshing.
So it's like, I'm not getting up and commuting to work for a couple hours. Yeah.
Is there anything that in general, like why Barbados? Why was it you picked Barbados as the place to go?
Yeah, so I researched, I looked literally, like I said, it was within 3 days that I made the decision. Yeah. I looked at here, Mexico and Costa Rica. Mexico and Costa Rica are obviously bigger. I reached out to a couple people on Instagram. They never got back to me. So I was like, okay, well, this just worked. It was easy. They speak English. It's the same time zone as back home.
Oh, no way. Okay.
I don't speak Spanish, so there would have been a little bit more of a language barrier there.
Right.
But realistically, I didn't know. I'd never been here before. I was literally just packing my bag from coming in.
It's so funny. That's not the best story that I've heard. People have just decided, no, Barbados seems like the place to be. And so they've just packed everything off and haven't left.
That's the thing, is it's a really good life. And I'm kind of like thinking, what am I going to do now? But like, I like my settled life here. I have a good community. I have really great friends. Mm. I need anything. There's so many. I have a really good mix of local friends now. And expats are more like nomads. So it's a really good blend and a nice community that we mingle with. I like that a lot of people can mix and match. Where some countries I find are very separated between the tourists and the locals. That's what I'm thinking here. It's like everybody's just so welcoming and very. If you leave your house, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. In Toronto, no one even says hi to you.
It's 100% a very different vibe for sure. I'm hearing a lot about like with communities and like finding communities that things like sports, for example, or cultural events are a great place to go meet people. Was that the same experience for you? How did you find community here?
I do roller skating. I have some friends at the gym. I'm going to quiz night tonight. So I'm trying to like get out and meet new people and see who's still around and what's going on. But I feel like if you don't put yourself out there, you don't go to these things, or if you don't go to events, then it's really going to like, no one's looking for you.
Yeah.
So you really have to put yourself out there to build that community. And if that's what you value and you want, like,
yeah,
work. Because again, traveling alone can be lonely too.
Of course. When it comes to finding these events, is it through different social media platforms? Is it websites? Is it word of mouth? How did you find them?
Yeah. So there's a few different ways. There's Facebook groups, there's like a women's in Barbados group. Then there's different expat in Barbados groups. So people will post there. There is a WhatsApp group for Barbados meetups. So again, anyone can join. I heard about it, word of mouth, jumped in the group. There's hiking groups.
Okay.
Because you join the hiking group, obviously you'll meet like all the other hikers in that community. I feel like everywhere you just meet people doing things. A lot of events are posted on social media. Social media is huge here.
Right.
All the events will have like their own platform, their own page, everything. So everything gets pushed and within your friends, everyone's sending it to someone. And right here, we don't really plan long-term events in the future. So
okay.
If something comes up, everyone just goes to it. Because there's like one thing to do every night. Or
with something.
There's always like a night. So it's like, if you want to go out tonight, everybody's going here.
Okay. Where's your favorite place to go? Or like, where's your favorite cultural event?
The beach. I like live music. I love watching live music. I love watching local artists. The best concert I ever saw at my hour of my life, Akon came here last year, and I was like, oh, I can be like, die, I had to.
So concerts are really fun here. Like, it's outside. It's, like, fresh air. Like, music is good. If you go to the right places, like, there's even local places. Like, a little bar just down the road here that is fun on Wednesday night. That's the Wednesday night place.
It's Mojang's. Okay.
So they'll have a reggae band there tonight. And a lot of locals and tourists will go. And it's just a good time. Simple. It's easy. That's one thing I like about here is when you go out, you don't overly dress up.
Okay.
You're not going out. Like, yeah, you want to look good, but you're not going out to, like, show off to the next person. I finally, it's very just accepting and welcoming and casual and simple here.
Very relaxed. It sounds very relaxed.
I'm from Toronto and, like, corporate and business downtown is so different.
Okay. Is there anything that people might be surprised to know about Barbados at all? Or, like, anything that you wish people knew more about
Barbados? Food choices. I definitely thought that they grew a lot more.
Oh, right.
A lot of fruits and vegetables are still imported, and I didn't realize that coming here. For some reason, I thought it was going to be cheaper. Like, no, that is not it at all.
Yeah, I'm hearing different variations that you can, it's possible to keep within a specific budget, but
yeah, you definitely can.
Oh, it's make compromises in a way.
Rent is definitely cheaper here than Toronto. I find my food comparable. There, I ate all organic, all natural, everything. So it's a little bit more pricey. Buy it comparable here to just the regular stuff.
Got it. Okay.
So yeah, my food bill hasn't changed, but my rent is significantly cheap. But yeah, no, it's like, honestly, it's a safe place.
Mm.
This is one place that it's like, as a single female, you can go out at night. Mm. You can go to different bars. You can go to events by yourself. You can walk down the street and safe. I've never felt scared. I've never felt like out of place or awkward. Like, you feel like you fit in everywhere here.
That's really interesting. I guess that's just refreshing. It's nice to know it's possible.
Yeah. Like, obviously I don't go, like, into deep down streets in town and stuff. I stay, like, on the main road. I stay out of the tourist areas. But, like, the whole coast from south all the way up to west, like, Spitestown, there's so many places that you can go to. It's populated. Like, everybody fits in together. So you never feel unsafe or out of place. Wherever you go, it's like, it's just one happy community.
Really nice. Yeah, I'm happy to say, even after, like, what, 3 days I think that we've been here, just everyone's, again, just so welcoming. Everyone wants you to feel involved. It's just so nice. Again, it's refreshing.
I went to Barcelona last year to see my girlfriend, and she's like, can you put your phone on the table here? I put my wallet down, I hung down, eat dinner, chat, no worries, we're not stressing.
It's very safe
for sure. I think more people need to know that.
That's really nice. Okay, I'm going to round out with a few very, like, quick fire questions. Yeah. Okay, so favorite coffee spot?
Starbucks.
Okay. That's not the best person to say that, Derek.
But Bliss makes an awesome chai latte and a matcha latte.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a huge coffee drinker, to be honest. More like tea and matcha.
Was it rum? Rum? Favorite rum?
Okay.
Rum? Cool. Where's your favorite place to remote work?
Ooh. Good question. You know where's nice? I like going to Quayside. Okay. So there's like a little, there's actually an Italia coffee and a barbecue place. And then there's a bunch of tables in the middle. The Wi-Fi is good, but it's very breezy. It's breezy. It's not like loud, but there's still like an atmosphere and an energy. And I like to just, it's nice to sit there. It's not super loud or anything. Like, I find if I can break into my work calls here.
Oh, right.
It's just so loud and
so
cold. It's so loud. It's so cold in there.
What do I say?
You know, it's just too loud here to work.
Nice.
You know, little coffee shops.
Yeah, you have to kind of explore and take a little look at that.
I know. I like at one time, I used to have a membership at the Hilton. So I love the Hiltons. You get like the gym membership. You get access to the pools. They have like different tables around the hotel that you can sit and work at.
Like
internet. Like you get a discount at the lunch place or the bar. So I loved when I lived in that area. That was my favorite place to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
But have you noticed actually out of interest that there are a lot of deals for longer stay visitors with hotels and whatnot and businesses?
Like to stay at or?
Yeah. And this, for example, there was an offer somewhere that was allowed people to stay for a few extra days at a certain hotel. Or like, I wondered if you knew of any.
So it's off season right now. Summer season, we get like staycation rates. We can get local rates. You do get a welcome stamp rate. But you can go and stay at these hotels for a cheaper rate than during peak season.
But
I know now, like during COVID, a lot of the hotels turned into remote work long-term stable.
Right, right.
Now they're all back to their short-term tourist thing because that's where they get more money.
Have you noticed any like more co-living popping up? Like we went to Eco Lifestyle Lodge, for example.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Beautiful there.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed any other different places like that that are popping up of interest to you? Or?
There's a lot of new, like, tons of new restaurants, tons of new bars.
Okay.
Nothing that you can, like, stay at as well.
Interesting. Okay.
The island does have tons of Airbnbs. I find Airbnbs are kind of bigger than hotels here. So there's a lot of, like, beautiful Airbnbs on the island, but nothing that's, like, a pool, like, a nice little restaurant, things going on, activities, a hotel or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, unless there's, you know, like Mango Bay or like Samuel, like a big brand name hotel. There's not like little boutique ones like that.
Okay, last quick fire question. Favorite food?
Ooh. Favorite Bajan food?
Okay. Yeah.
I love sweet potato pies. I never had that before. I came here. It is like a sweet potato dish. It's a side dish, obviously, but they put like cinnamon and canned pineapple, I think nutmeg and stuff in it, but it's like a sweet dish. They bake it in the oven. And that's something I never had before I came here. And I'm like, oh, this tastes so good.
Where'd you go for that?
Any local place that like serving lunch will usually have it as a side dish.
Mm.
Like a Sunday, someone who's cooking food will have it. That and I like fried bread free. Again, two things I never had.
Okay. Yeah. So many different things to try. Yeah. It's great.
For sure.
Okay. Last question. Fill in the blank. Home is where?
Home is where you make it.
Home is where you make it, for sure. I think that's the bumper sticker of remote work. And
I was seeing someone before and I split with them last year, and now I'm just like sitting here thinking like rebuilding my life, obviously, but I'm like, where do I belong? Where is home? Where do I want to go with my next step? And I think when you're a remote worker, it's like, obviously it's hard to go home. Home is really like wherever you make it, wherever you want to be, wherever your community is.
Yeah, community,
yeah, sure. Well, it's so important.
And it's him. Kaylee, it's been so lovely to chat. Thank you.
Fine. How was it?
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Remote Life. And thank you, Kaylee, for taking the time to speak with us. Thank you also, Barbados Tourism, for having us on the island. You can find links to their profiles below. Thank you so much for listening, and we can't wait to remote where with you again soon.